In my chapel addresses this year, we've been considering the attributes of Jesus and focusing on how Christ has changed us by them. As we have entered the season of Advent this week and are preparing our hearts to receive again our Heavenly King, today we consider a very special attribute of Jesus, one that is shown clearly by his birth that we will be celebrating in a few weeks. Jesus is true man. The importance of the human nature of Jesus is brought out in our text for this morning. We read from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son to be born of a woman, so that he would be born under the law, in order to redeem those under the law, so that we would be adopted as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts to shout, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then you are also an heir of God through Christ. May the Lord bless our hearing and contemplating of his word. There lived, roughly 250 years ago, in what is now Nigeria, on the west coast of Africa, a young boy about 11 years old by the name of Olauda. One warm morning while his parents were out working in the fields of the village, Olauda was charged with watching the house with his sister, as was customary. As he went about his home and the courtyard around it, he likely thought about how blessed he was to be the son of a highly respected chief or elder, and how he was destined to be chief himself one day. Suddenly, his thoughts were interrupted by shouts and the sounds of footsteps. Then he and his sister were roughly grabbed, bound, and carried off. They'd been kidnapped by slave catchers, men and women, Africans, who would raid villages looking for unsuspecting people, often young, unaccompanied children. These they would kidnap and sell, often to European slave traders bound for the Caribbean and North American plantations with their cargo of human prisoners. This was eventually Olauda's fate. As he was captured, after several years, he was sold to a slave merchant. He then ended up being separated from his sister as he was loaded onto a ship. He endured horrible, cruel conditions on that slave ship and was eventually sold as a slave in Virginia. He wrote in his autobiography years later of feeling almost cursed because of his condition. In a few short years, young Olauda went from being an heir of a chieftain to being separated from his family, a slave, an outcast, cursed at the bottom of society. Although this story seems far from our reality, you and I have something in common with young Olauda. In fact, the whole human race does. Like Olauda, the honored heir of an honored African chieftain, we were given a place of honor in God's creation. We were possessors of his image, meant to live forever with him in perfect peace. Then sin came into the world through our ancestors Adam and Eve, and we were suddenly snatched from the family of God. We became separated from him, kidnapped by Satan and bound by his chains in bondage. We stood cursed by our sin and by the law of God, which we could now never keep. Yes, the whole human race was like young Olauda, separated from our Father, cursed, slaves, outcasts. But God had a plan. And his plan involved his Son, the very Word by whom the whole world was made. From John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him everything was made, and without him not one thing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That plan of God would reach its fulfillment at that very right time, as we heard in our text for today, when the set time had fully come. God's Son would be miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit and naturally born of the Virgin Mary as a human. He would become our brother because he had to. We hear from Hebrews, for this reason, he had to become like his brothers in every way in order that he would be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, so that he could pay for the sins of the people. Jesus had to be true man. He had to be able to be placed under the law so he could fulfill and obey all of it perfectly for us. He had to be able to suffer and be tempted so that he could resist all of those temptations for us. He had to be able to be crucified so he could become the curse for us. He had to be able to die so that the death we deserved didn't have to happen, so that God's anger over sin would be appeased, and so that God would eventually adopt us as his own. And for that, the true man Jesus also had to be true God, so that his perfection could cover up our sin, and so that he could rise again for our justification. He could redeem us from our old evil master Satan and free us from his bondage and slavery. Now, as our text said, we are no longer a slave, but a son. We went from cursed outcasts to adopted children of God, heirs once again to the eternal glory of heaven. So what does that mean for each of you now? What does that glorious fact that Christ, by both his human and divine natures, has bought you back out of the slavery of sin to being adopted children of God, what does that mean for you? Back to our friend, young Olauda. Olauda, later named Olauda Equiano by one of his owners, wrote of being sold from slave owner to slave owner until eventually he was able to purchase his freedom. Olauda was now free. He lived out the rest of his days in Europe, marrying an Englishwoman and having two children of his own. Do you think Olauda would have ever thought of going back to his old life of slavery and bondage after getting his freedom? Unthinkable, right? In the same way, how can we, who have been freed from slavery of sin and brought into the family of God, ever return to those ways of bondage, living as one cursed and outcast? Why would we choose a life of sin over the grace we have been given? How could we hold ourselves under the guilt of sins committed, thinking we are cursed and undeserving of the love of God? No, when we ponder on the human nature of Christ, what that birth as our brother means for us, how his being both true man and true God changed us from being cursed outcasts to adopted children of God, we can't help but live in joy and peace as the true heirs of eternal life. As our text says, we can now shout with spirit-filled joy, Abba, Father. As adopted heirs of God, we live as children of God, not for ourselves, but for Christ, our brother. Olauda went from slavery to freedom, from being an outcast to having a family of his own. We have become free in another more meaningful way. We have become believers in Jesus. We have been freed from an even more hopeless, devastating slavery than Olauda ever endured in his earthly life. Because Jesus, the Almighty Son of God, was born as a human baby, true man, lived a perfect life, took our curse through his death, and justified us before God through his resurrection, true God, each one of us has gone from a cursed outcast to an adopted child of God. We are adopted children of light. Praise and thanks be to God. Amen. We will sing hymn 362, verses 1 and 3. 362, 1 and 3.